Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Philippians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18 today. Philippians 4, 17 and 18. Paul says, "Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God." Let me read this to you again. Paul says, "I'm not writing all this about your giving because I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God." Paul's focus was their reward, not the actual gift. Folks, let me just tell you, over the years, as I've been in this traveling ministry now for over 11 years, or in my 11th year, there have been individuals who have been faithful to send $25 a month. Now, some people will say, "Well, that's not very much." Oh, but God doesn't measure the amount. God measures the heart. God measures the sacrifice. And for some of these people to send the $25 a month, it's a sacrifice. There's older ladies that are on fixed incomes that have been sending money to this ministry. And every time, every single time that those checks come in the mail, I, at that moment when I open the card, say, "Thank you, God. Thank you for this $25. Because I know the heart behind those donations. God measures the heart, not the size of the gift. Listen to Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. "And he, Jesus, sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, 'Truly, I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on.'" Even though it was all she had to live on, she wanted to give it to God. She so trusted that God was going to supply her need that she was willing to sacrifice and to give. And listen, did God notice? Of course God noticed. God himself was sitting there watching while it goes on. And God knows every time we give. I remember years ago, Billy Graham's wife, Ruth Graham, told a story about how when they were sitting in a church and the offering plate was passed, Billy Graham put his money in, and then as the plate went away, he realized, oops, and he reached back to get it. And his wife slapped his hand, and she goes, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Well, I meant to put in a five, and I put in a 10 by accident, and I wanted to fix it." And then Ruth says to him, "Well, don't worry, honey. That 10's now a five in the eyes of the Lord." In other words, it doesn't measure the amount. God measures your heart. And so, folks, I want to challenge you today. Give your gift to God and trust him to take care of it. He is measuring and the Bible says we'll be rewarded for our generosity, for our heart in giving. Are we giving under compulsion? The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. He doesn't want us to give under compulsion. He doesn't reward those who say, "Well, I got to give my tithe. Now, there it is." No, he doesn't reward that because he responds to the heart. God will examine the motives of everyone's heart. So I want to challenge you. Are you giving out of duty, an obligation? Are you giving because you trust the Lord? When you do, God notices, God's watching, and he blesses. Trust me, over the years, my wife and I have moved from worrying about every little penny to being people who are willing to be generous and trusting God. And we support lots of missionaries all over the globe. Even though we ourselves live off of people's donations to us, we support missionaries all over the country, all over the globe. And we actually support ministries and give to our church more than the 10%. And we have learned to be generous with whatever comes in. We just keep giving it away. And the Lord has been blessing us over the years so that we can give more. Are you truly content? One of the ways that you show it is your generosity, because you know that you're storing up treasure in heaven, not treasure on the earth. Are you measuring how much is left and worrying about what's left, or are you storing up for what is being accrued in heaven? Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.